Both the Illinois and Kings River during normal flow are relatively shallow, but with last week's flash flooding, the USGS measured record flooding on the Illinois River and the Kings crested at 35 feet above flood stage. Near the Kings River Bridge in Berryville, forest on either side of the river is flattened. The Kings River discharges into Table Rock Lake, and above it is Beaver Reservoir, which impounds the White River, both part of a chain of six reservoirs that provide flood control along the White. Floodgates at Beaver and Table Rock Dam were open last week as lakes crested. The familiar creaky song of the one-lane golden suspension plank bridge, which spans White River at Beavertown, is silent, partially submerged, access roads inundated. And with several more inches of rain over the weekend, Beaver Dam opened its floodgates again this morning. Mike Richards is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Rogers Office.
We opened the gates, all seven gates on Beaver Lake again, Beaver Dam, I should say, again at 7 o'clock to a one-foot opening and releasing about 16,000 cubic foot per second. And we're expecting Beaver Lake to crest about 1131 in elevation today.
A state of emergency was declared last Tuesday afternoon in Carroll County. As the water rose, emergency management authorities and the National Guard canvassed downstream neighbors below Beaver Dam, recommending but not ordering residents to evacuate, and assisted those who did. There are conflicting reports, but at least one home 4 miles downstream was completely inundated, and many others partially flooded. A portion of the grounds belonging to Riverview Resort and Canoe Rental, located below the dam, is submerged. Manager Brooke Figueroa.
No, it's still in the trees. There's absolutely no bank. It's a massive, massive, it almost looks like a lake.
Last week, Riverview Resort provided a free place to stay to seven families temporarily displaced by the flood.
And we just gave them shelter from, you know, when they were being evacuated. We also became the kind of the communication center for the National Guard. They would come here and meet with some of our locals and the people that were being displaced, and we're trying to help them get down to their homes so that they could get some of their belongings. We were having our own flooding because of the rainwater coming. So, I mean, the most that we really did was we made a lot of calls for people. We donated our rooms to them, not knowing if they were going to get relief help this time from FEMA. We didn't feel right about taking money for any of that. So we just really tried to give them a place to stay in a warm bed so that they could ease their minds a little bit. So, I mean, I don't know that we did a whole lot, but we tried to do what we could.
Virginia Pozo lives several miles downstream from the dam. She and her husband had to evacuate after water filled their yard, ruining their HVAC system. They're camped out in a travel trailer on their land.
And probably won't feel safe about getting back into our home until at least a month is up to see what is going to happen as far as rain and the lake levels, because they are so full. And we do not have flood insurance.
Virginia Poza said they were told it was safe to build their dream retirement home above the Corps of Engineers' designated flowage easement. But now officials say there's a distinction between the 936 flowage easement and probable maximum flood levels. This is the second time the Poses had to evacuate. In 2008, rising river water surged into their house and 25 others downstream, what some refer to as a freak 100-year event. The Poses wanted to purchase flood insurance after that, but could not, because Carroll County is one of a few in Arkansas not enrolled in the National Flood Insurance Program. Local insurance brokers can offer flood coverage only through this program, established in 1968. Downstream families requested the county enroll, but the quorum court refused.
Argument that it was a 100-year flood and all of that is not going to fly this time. There's going to be more of us, and we're going to be more emphatic and putting more into it to get this flood insurance. There's absolutely no reason why Carroll County has to be one of a few that does not have flood insurance for their people in the county.
In 2008, the couple spent $95,000 of their own retirement money on house repairs. Despite everything, Virginia Poza insists she will not move.
I am not in a floodplain. The Corps of Engineers and also FEMA, after the last flood, FEMA came down and redid all of the areas in Carroll County, and we are still not in a floodplain.
But U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokesperson P.J. Spall in Little Rock says it is a floodplain, so residents are at risk.
Well, I don't know who assured them it was safe to build where they built. I don't know who assured them, because it's obvious those houses that have been flooded are within the floodplain of the White River.
Ron Flake is Justice of the Peace in Carroll County. He spoke from his farm field where he was repairing some ponds that washed out. He says that the county cannot afford to buy into the National Flood Insurance Program.
I believe the last time we talked about it was 07 or 08 when we had the floods. And we studied it pretty thoroughly at that time, and we decided that the benefit to the small number of people who would be affected by the county enrolling in the flood insurance, being able to enroll in the flood insurance program, didn't match the cost to the county of participating in that program. We would have had to create a whole new county office and bureaucracy, and it would have cost the county probably a couple hundred thousand dollars a year to enroll in the program to make those few people that are down on the White River below Beaver eligible for it, and those are really the only people in the county that need it.
But newly elected Carroll County Quorum Court Justice of the Peace Dan Muma says he plans to push for it, and once counties enroll, property owners must comply with strict FEMA flood planning regulations.
And there's a long history, as I have started to learn already this morning, of the county deliberating the pros and cons of them. That boils down to the need of people who live in the floodplains to have it, and I certainly want them to have it, and then the concern of other landowners that they would lose some of their rights or options to what they do with their property. On the other hand, that's something the Quorum Court is going to have to grapple with. Personally, I would be for it and am for it, because I think it's got to be a vital source of insurance fallback for people that are in those floodplains.
According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, as many as 50 families were evacuated last week across the county with several swift water rescues. There were no deaths or reported injuries. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.